This is the Plan Simple podcast. The one for you, my dear, the woman who wears so many hats. We both know how many people in your life benefit when you're at your best. What would happen if you were to ditch overwhelm and wear all those hats with ease? I'm going to share how simple this can be. We will dive into how to make health, family, home, spirituality, productivity, and entrepreneurship more easeful. Incredible friends and guests will come by for inspirational conversations, valuable shares, and real strategies so you can plan for your best life. My name is Mia Moran. I'm a mother of three, a wife, an entrepreneur, a coach, and your host. I wear a lot of hats, and I am committed to leading a balanced life and sharing all that I have learned and am learning with you. You're ready? Let's flow.
Hey, welcome to this episode of the Plan Simple podcast. I'm so excited to be here with you today, and I'm like really excited about the podcast right now, I have to tell you. I don't know if I've told you this yet, but a couple weeks ago, I was actually feeling a little bit of stress about the podcast because I had made this choice to sort of up how often we publish, and I was stepping into creating more of this, my content for you. And I was really feeling like we've done 400 episodes. And I was wondering, like, have we covered everything? And I was having this thought, and it also hit at a time when there's a lot going on at home. My kids were each having their own unique moments. We've had a couple health challenges in our family. And I was just like, I don't know. You know, I was feeling the little bit of stress and overwhelm come in. And so I caught it. And I was like, okay, if I was my own client, you know, and I think actually somebody, one of our coaches was like, Mia, what would you do? Like, what would you tell yourself? What would we tell you? And I was like, oh, I would go make a plan. Like, I would really pause and go make my plan because I know that that's how I get out of stress. I know that's how I move forward in a different way. And I also could feel that it was feeling big. So I took a while to get centered. I let myself really get centered. It was more than three breaths, I'll tell you that. And then I packed up my laptop, I put it in my backpack, and I walked to my coffee shop so that I was out of my house. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to figure this out. And because that walk really cleared it, and I could really envision that I didn't want to let go of the podcast. I knew that. But I was like, how can I just add more life into it? How can I make this exciting? How can I be showing up in a different way? And by the time I sat down, I knew exactly what it was. I knew where we were going. I knew that I wanted to really focus on all these different topics that come up every Monday when I meet with people, like the goals that they're doing. So in Flow 365, we focus on time and energy and how people are showing up and what they're deciding to do. And I do a lot of coaching on, is this what you really want to do? Oh, no, this is maybe coming from my past, but really what I want to do now is this, but I don't really know how, so that's stressful. So I was thinking, like, if we just kept focusing on some hows and really breaking down some of the things that come up the most so that people have more resources, even clients have more resources with how to move forward and make a plan with more ease. That got me so excited. So I started just writing a list of all the things that keep coming up, like caring for aging parents and, you know, making big food changes and growing companies and marketing more and just that whole concept of work-life balance. And then we've been doing a lot of talking around magic. And in the new planner, there's so many places to write down wisdom. And we focus a bunch on oracle cards, which we'll focus more on. But there's all this other wisdom like human design and astrology and the Enneagram. And it's like, how can all of this play into us living our most balanced, best lives? So I looked over the seasons. I looked at who might be facing what when. And I came up with the list that I'm so excited about. And what's so cool when we get clarity, this is why I'm telling you this story. What's so cool about when we get clarity is that the next steps become easier and easier. So it was still like a big project. There were still things to be done, but it felt so good that everything just kept lining up. I literally put out a post in a place where I know I have a lot of colleagues that know a lot of other, that have a lot of colleagues themselves. And I put out the list and we got back so many replies with experts that we then got to choose who our favorites were, who we wanted to highlight. We got to piece it together in a way that felt really good to us. And it just happened so quickly. And all of a sudden I realized it's like, oh, not only do I have a plan, like we're booked through August. Like I know exactly what's happening. And that felt really good. So all that to say, planning can save so much time and so much energy and create so much ease and happiness. And I'm right there with you. All right. So we talk through these kinds of things, by the way, every Monday, all the time. So you're always welcome to join us. The other thing I want to say is that right now, I'm really focused on getting you this win of having our daily practice and really practicing it every day. So if you go to our website, you can get the free course, which is based on this. And I'm also teaching a live workshop, which is very different than the free course, just sort of from a different angle. This way of looking at every day, of having a practice, I actually do it before I go to bed. It literally helps me sleep better, of having this really simple practice that's really comes from this idea of starting with the feminine and matching it with the masculine and coming into energetic balance around each day and really redeciding what your day holds and committing to it before it happens and how this has shifted so many things. I started this practice by mistake 15 years ago when I was really overhauling my health in a way that felt really impossible. I did this on a scrap piece of paper. And then because I'm a graphic designer by trade, at the end of 6 months when I had hit my goals and really surpassed them and surpassed anything that I could have possibly imagined, I started to formalize it and make it into a sheet that I could keep using to master the next goal. And then I realized other people might like it too. So, you know, 10 versions later, hundreds of like feedback from live clients later and thousands of people using this sheet and it becoming really an integral part of the flow planner, I feel like it's really good now. And I mean, I feel like it's always been really good, but I really want to make sure that everybody has this tool so that in just 10 to 15 minutes every day, you can get yourself out of overwhelm. There is no need to be in overwhelm. And there's definitely no need to be in self-inflicted overwhelm, which isn't really our fault. It's just what's happening as the world moves faster and all the systems are not set up for us around us. It's just happening, but there is this path out and I want to make sure you have it. So come to the next workshop. You can go to plansimple.com/workshop and sign up. And we have ones coming up in April. I think there's 2 times in April. I would love to have you there. And yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait to have you. And it will keep going to that link. Okay. There's always going to be great content for you. All right. So today I want to talk about 7 simple ways that you can bring more feminine into your day-to-day, like right now. So bringing more feminine into your day is not about doing more. I want to say that because that's probably the most important thing. Because most of us are like, I don't have any more time for one more thing. It's about how you do what you do. It's about support in what you do. More feminine in your day brings so much more balance and ease. It's so helpful. And I want to say that because there might be moments when I'm teaching about it in the workshop or here, that it feels like you have to add something, but it's not about that. And it shifts things in a way that's hard to imagine because it's outside of how we've been taught. So when we're used to the masculine, which is how most of us have been taught, to pushing through, to doing all the time, to filling our days all the time, what we're focused on efficiency, right? And to the point where we don't even know how we feel anymore. So some of the same things can feel easier and calmer and so much more joyful when we bring in the feminine. So it's not like we have to switch everything we do. It's that we just have to switch how we're doing it. Okay? If you're juggling a bajillion things and think this can't work for you, I promise it can. Okay? I promise. Do come to that workshop if you feel like nothing can work for you, because on there, we're going to talk. Like, I'm going to see you. We're going to talk back and forth. So plansimple.com/workshop. But here are 7 things that you could do today that can really shift your energy, your mood. They can support you. They can help you tap into your intuition, which is a feminine quality. And they happen in a few minutes, even while you're doing something else. Okay. So 1, start your day with gratitude. Gratitude is a way to center. It's a tool that we can use to lift our vibration before making any choices. And don't forget that planning is just making choices in advance. So from gratitude, we literally make different choices. So starting the day with gratitude is like setting the foundation for a beautiful house. It provides a sturdy base that you can build the rest of your day. And I know it's kind of like a buzz thing right now, but all it takes is like, you could have a note on your phone. You could have a little notebook. You could just say them in your mind. It's just like, you could wake up and be like, what am I grateful for right now? You could set an alarm on your phone that says, remember that I'm grateful for something. But it's just about starting with this intention instead of starting from that place of overwhelm. All right, 2, support your body. This is an act of love, and the feminine leads with love. So choose what you will feed yourself and how you will take care of yourself. I know this is hard. By consciously choosing foods, you are not only fueling your body, but you're really starting to honor its needs. So choosing nutrient-rich foods that nourish your body from the inside can have such a profound effect on your energy, your mood, your overall well-being. And then you act differently from the outside. Like, people literally perceive you differently. So also, how you take care of yourself physically, whether it's through exercise or rest or practicing mindfulness, it really reflects your commitment to prioritizing your health, your vitality. When you support your body, you are sending a powerful message of love and appreciation. And remember our first one, gratitude, to yourself. And again, you're laying the groundwork for a great day. Isn't that a better way of looking at it than taking care of myself as selfish? It literally will help you get more done. By the way, I'm going to say this before I keep going. Keep listening to all 7 with the intention of, I'm going to choose one that I'm going to really play with this week. All right, 3, pull an oracle card. Do you have those yet? They're so fun. You can get so many different kinds. Even on Amazon, there's literally an oracle card for every belief system, non-belief system. They are so great. So oracle cards are a powerful tool for tapping into our intuition and gaining insight into just so many different areas of our life. So by pulling an oracle card, you invite in just a small moment of reflection and connection with your own inner wisdom, with your intuition. These cards sometimes have symbolic imagery on them or messages, and they basically just provide a little bit of guidance and inspiration for navigating your day. And I have not heard a person once pick one and not be like, oh my God, this is just what I needed to hear. Though sometimes it takes some practice. I draw oracle cards a lot for people when we're planning. I often have people pick one, and I've seen when people get frustrated by it in our groups. We have a practitioner who often has people pull an oracle card, and there have been frustrating moments, but often also that's just what we need to hear. So it's like, when we pull it, it's like, how can this be what I need to hear right now? And it's just a way to like take the pressure off of having to tap into your intuition, because it is tapping into your intuition. All right, 4, leave space in your calendar. Just space. I used to recommend that people put gold space in their calendar, which just meant that they left the space yellow so that you didn't fill it. So whatever feels better for you. In our fast-paced world, it is so easy to just fill our calendar. And this is part of that do masculine model, right? We have endless tasks, endless commitments, and we really are leaving very little room for spontaneity or self-care, for the food, for nourishing our bodies. So by intentionally leaving space, we are creating opportunities for rest, for creativity, for magic. And if we can start to embrace the openness and really allowing that to flow with the rhythms of life rather than constantly pushing against what's naturally coming up for you, this is how the feminine flourishes. So just experiment with leaving some space. See what happens. You could work during the space. You can do whatever you want during the space, but you're leaving the space and allowing yourself to enter it in a new way. Number five, ask for help. This is such a good one. It's one of those really lost feminine arts. We are so good at doing it all by ourselves. So doing everything alone is just one of those things that's baked into the patriarchy. And somewhere along the line, many of us came to understand that we are doing life better if we can figure it out all by our lonesomes. And this is just not true. The feminine is attracted to a village. When something comes up that you can feel yourself like literally tensing up and you're like, I don't know how to do this. This feels like too much. I'm so overwhelmed. Here's how you can shift. Ask yourself who, not how, and just see what pops into your brain. So it's like, I'm super stressed because I have to finish this work thing, pick up this kid, and just be like, okay, how could I do this? Not that, but who could help me? Who could help me pick up the kids? Who could help me finish this? And just see what happens when you shift that, because the how is sometimes impossible. How can you do two things at the same time? Most of us can't. So ask who. Many of us also tend to lean on one person for everything and then get annoyed at that one person that they can't do everything. So a big part of what we do around here, a big part actually of what our new course is in feminine productivity, which is you'll hear about real soon, but also a big part of what I'm coaching on all the time is actually about designing our village. We literally have a whole module about it in feminine productivity. It is so important that we very consciously build our village and not necessarily all around one person who's mostly we think is our spouse. And so doing that really intentionally can be really helpful in being someone who asks for help. Okay, number six, get quiet. So in the midst of the busy of our very full days, finding moments of quiet can be so nourishing for the feminine half of us. So nourishing. Whether we get quiet through meditation, just simply going outside and spending time in nature, maybe without our podcast in, right? Just go on a walk and listen to the birds. They're kind of noisy, but I consider that quiet. Or simply just sitting still for 30 seconds. You don't even have to say you're meditating. Getting quiet allows you to tune into your inner voice, to really cultivate a sense of peace and clarity. And these moments literally provide sanctuary where you can recharge and reconnect with yourself on a deeper level. And these 30 seconds of quiet, they have so much power to get you the clarity that literally makes things that you thought would take you years take so much shorter. A great example of this is my podcast thing. I literally got quiet and all of a sudden I did what usually takes me months. I did it in an afternoon. It all came together. It was amazing. And then I did ask for help, right? So eventually I asked for help and the amazing Krista on my team helped me follow through with all the people and we got it all done. We really leaned into the feminine and I saved hours of time, literally. And that means that I can do the thing better for you. It means I have extra time for my kids, right? Okay. So getting quiet. That's a good one. All right, last but not least, number seven, make hard or boring situations more sacred. I love this one. We're so good at this as women, very naturally, but it's so easy to forget this. So this could look like light a candle, make a cup of tea. Do those two things when you're paying bills. That's an example of either a hard or might be hard to some and boring to others. Turn on calming or motivating music while you cook. I first learned to meditate literally while washing dishes and folding laundry because I first was introduced to meditation more formally, more consciously. When my kids were super little and I was either like working or with kids or doing dishes and folding laundry, and I really wanted to add it in. And thank goodness I found a teacher who literally taught this. It was so good. Approaching pockets of time that feel maybe boring or hard with a sense of reverence, which is what sort of making that moment sacred is, can transform them into opportunities for so much growth and connection. When we infuse everyday activities with a little bit of sacredness, we are really honoring the present moment. We are honoring right now instead of getting stressed out by right now. And this simple shift in perspective really reminds you that even in the most challenging times, there's always an opportunity to find joy and meaning. And this just helps us keep moving forward. And so a lot of us are stuck right now. A lot of us are stuck and can't take that next forward. And really leaning into any of these seven things helps us tap into our innate feminine wisdom. And it helps us just take the next step forward. It helps us take control of our day by weaving in more feminine. All right. I'm so excited to show you how to use a new style of planning and follow through to really realize your most amazing dreams and visions, to even like think of what they are. Cause I know there's someone listening who's like, I haven't had time to dream in years because I've been taking care of all the other people. And usually it's like all of a sudden we feel like they've gotten older, like old enough where we can come back to ourselves. And either sometimes something happens with them, I'm like knocking on wood for all of you, or something happens with a parent or us or a spouse. And it's like, when are we going to get this moment? And it doesn't necessarily happen by circumstance, but we can definitely make it happen, you and me together, all right? Because I want you to feel so much more balance and ease. I want you to have these amazing visions. I want you to learn how to bend time. And I want you to be able to show up to this. And I believe that if we all can learn how to show up to life, we're really starting with this feminine foundation. And then matching that with the masculine that some of us have known, but I even have like some ways to really mix these things together. Oh my gosh, so much changes. So I really want to show you how to make this happen. So go sign up for that workshop, okay? PlanSimple.com/workshop. Implement one of these things you heard today, one of the seven. I'm going to repeat them really fast without all the extras. So number one was start the day with gratitude. Number two was support your body. Number three was pull an oracle card. Number four was leave space in your calendar. Number five is ask for help. Six is get quiet. And seven is make hard or boring situations more sacred. I cannot wait to hear how this goes. You can DM me from Instagram. You can shoot me an email if you can reply to any of the emails I send out if you're on our email list. If you're not, go get on it. You do that by getting our free course, so it's a win-win. And I just can't wait for you to just feel like, yes, I'm making this work. I'm making this work. I'm making this work. And it's so subtle. I'm going to say one more thing. I was on the call today with someone who's been in Flow 365 for a year. And we have a lot of people who stay in for years because they're entrepreneurs, they're trying to be healthy, they have kids who are in different phases, and they just keep having different dreams that they want accountable for. And I was talking to this wonderful woman who, to be honest, hasn't been at a lot of our Monday calls. I always say that like the one thing I want everyone to do is commit to the Monday calls, because we have lots of calls in a week, but the Monday ones where you get feedback on what you're doing for the week and you really solidify what it is that you're doing, I just think that if you can come to those, you can definitely get wins. And so I was actually a little bit nervous getting on the call with her because she hasn't been there in like maybe 2 months, right? And flow is an investment, and I really honor that. And I want everyone to get results. And by the way, if you don't show up for 2 weeks, we do start sending emails. So we're really holding your hand and pinging you. But she had chosen not to come, even with all the pings. And she was like, you know what? I'm just like, I'm implementing. I learned. I got it. And back in January, it was like my mother got sick. I was doing all this extra work that she wasn't working when she first signed up for flow. So she's now working 3 days a week. And She was like, but these little things that just I could have put off for years, I'm doing these hard conversations that I needed to have in order to solve these other problems that totally could have snuck up on me, you know, 5 years from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now, I'm actually tending to them. And it's making so much difference in how I show up. And it's giving me the freedom to show up for my mother who needs my help. And it was just so good to hear that, like, it really is the little things. And I have to say, it's like the hardest thing to really communicate and share, because this is not the way humans are made. Like, we don't understand this innately. We don't understand that if we just do these little things, the huge ripple effects it can have. But I get the honor of seeing it every day. And I get the honor of really seeing women who have so much on their plate get these downloads, really lean into the feminine and get these ahas that, you know, sometimes can seem so little, but they feel so big. And then they have this new way to, like, actually do the things, take the next step. And it is so powerful to see what that does over time. All right, here's the deal. If you have heard me talk about these Monday calls and you're like, oh, I wish I could be a fly on the wall. I have so many things I'm juggling. I have so many things, so many responsibilities, and I'm just feeling super overwhelmed. And yes, Mia keeps telling me to choose the one thing, to choose the one doable thing, to add in some feminine, but I just am not seeing my next step. That is what we do on Monday calls. And I offer that in a strategy call. So all you have to do is go to plansimple.com/talktomia. We will hop on. I will ask you what's up. I will time that so that we get through it in 5 minutes. And then we'll spend some time really going through, like, what your next steps could be so you could see what it would actually be like to be on those calls. And so if you're somebody who just wants to see what it's like to be coached, you've been thinking about Flow 365, but you're not sure at all if it would be a good fit for you, then just come experience it and then get your next step so that you can start taking steps toward your best, most balanced life, because that's all I want for you. All right. Again, plansimple.com/talktomia. And we can talk through all the things you're balancing and figure out the one thing that you can start taking action on right now and what that might look like. All right. I hope to meet you through the Zooms real soon.
Thank you so much for joining me today. If you know a woman who wants a little more simple and a lot more flow, share this episode and send them over to the Plan Simple website to download our free course. And if you can find a 5-minute window today between meetings, in the carpool line, while you're eating your lunch, head on over to iTunes and leave us a review. This one action plays such a big part in helping other women find us. And I have so much gratitude for you in advance. So thank you so much. Until next week, dream big, plan from your heart, and have a great day.